Next thing I want to talk about, in terms of getting you to exponentially improve your performance, your productivity, getting to peak productivity, is holding effective meetings. Most companies spend way too much time meeting. They have unnecessary meetings. The meetings go way too long. And it's just not what needs to be done. Meetings are, however, critical to solving issues and getting the team to work together. So I want to give you some meeting tips. First tip is you want to keep your meeting... First tip is that you only want to meet when necessary. There is no need to meet when it's not necessary. Second tip, keep your meetings tight. Meetings beyond 1 hour, they lose steam. They lose focus. A 1 hour meeting max, keep it tight. You need to have an agenda, a set agenda, and a set goal for the meeting. Like with everything else, without written goals, you're not going to be successful. So, meeting of an hour or less, set agenda, set goals. When possible, no food. We have fun meetings that are team bonding meetings where we have food, but our real meetings do not have food. I do not want food at a meeting. Food causes sometimes the meetings to start late because you're waiting for food. It slows down the meeting. It extends them because people are having fun and enjoying themselves and want to eat and spend more time. That's not what you want. A meeting is to accomplish a goal. No food when possible. Next, be punctual to meetings. It forces others to be punctual. It allows you to start the meeting on time. And it teaches everyone to be respectful of your time. It reminds me of a story. The priest and the politician. And time for a brief story here. After 25 years in the same parish, Father O'Shea was saying his farewells at his retirement dinner. And a key member of his congregation, which was a leading politician, had been asked to make a presentation and a short speech, but was arriving late to the parish. So the priest took it upon himself to fill up the time, and he stood up to the microphone, and he said, "I remember the first confession that I heard 25 years ago when I first started, and it actually worried me as to what sort of place I had come to. And that first confession that I heard remains the worst confession I've ever heard. The boy came in, he told me he had stolen a TV set from his neighbor, said he had lied to the police, said that he'd stolen money from his parents, said he slept with his girlfriend, given her venereal disease. And you can imagine what I was thinking and how nervous I was that all of my parishioners would be like this. However, I'm pleased to say that as the days passed, I realized that the people here were very kind, very nice, very, very decent people." And at this point, the politician finally arrived. He apologized for being late. He came to the stage. He stepped up to the microphone, and he said, "I'll always remember when Father O'Shea first came to our parish. In fact, I'm pretty certain I was the first person in the parish to ever give him a confession." So, little joke here, but you want to keep your meetings tight. You want to start your meetings on time, and you want to show up on time. You want to show up for your meetings on time so that you set the tone and get your meetings to be very, very effective and productive. Final thing on meetings, I want you to make your meetings actionable. Too many meetings end with non-action. Why did you have the meeting in the first place? You need to have somebody responsible for documenting the key meeting points and creating to-do assignments with deadlines. So you leave that meeting. There needs to be some sort of documentation of the key points that were discussed and what the outcomes were and what the to-do items were. So Bob is going to do this and by February 8th, and Joe by May 11th is going to have accomplished this. And so you need to make your meetings actionable and with not only, hey, this is what our new plan is, but Once again, we need to break down the goals to plans, the plans to action items. And you need to assign those action items to individuals who understand that they own that action item, that understand what the deliverable is, and understand the completion date. That's how a meeting ends. It doesn't end before that time, before it is actionable, before there are to-do assignments with deadlines.